As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Those words fit this group, a little bit smaller group, just by the ebb and flow of things for us, about 365 kids. But it was our first time having graduation inside for 3 years. So it was kind of a fresh new start for us, feeling like we'd been there forever, but realizing that we had missed some years there. And so kind of getting back up to speed and being ready and prepared to have a nice ceremony was certainly something that we all enjoyed since we haven't been able to do so for a while. So that's kind of been our theme for the whole year, at least the last 4 months or so, when kind of the mask came off and kids were back in school full throttle. Just all the opportunities and different things that exist in school that make school special outside of the classroom that we knew we had missed, but didn't really know how much to the degree. But with every activity and every event, you know, that you have and the closing of the school year, it was just kind of reinvigorating, exciting to see kids back interacting and having fun, and you could see that sense of value in whatever the activity might have been, you know, from prom to different honor nights to end of year departmental activities and displays. It's just a special opportunity that sometimes maybe in the past we took for granted that these kids don't, or at least we didn't feel that way in the spring, and it was really fun and invigorating.
Now, when you went through the ceremony on Saturday, you all were first, is that right? You had the early ceremony, do I have that
yeah.
right? Okay, great.
So we had the 9:30 ceremony.
Gotcha.
We rotate back and forth.
Okay.
So, you know,
next year, that will not be the issue. How was your crowd? Did you have the turnout? You talked about your class being maybe a little bit smaller, but was the crowd there knowing that, hey, you know, this is the one time and we haven't got to do a lot of these things? Do you have the orchestra and everybody else going on?
Yeah, the choir, the orchestra, and the band, and the stands were full here, and we had people up around the top as well. But just an energetic group of kids who were excited about the next activity, this one being graduation. And it was a great morning, I think, for them, and to be connected with their classmates and to kind of see this thing through that we've all had ups and downs with for the last couple, 3 years. So a good feeling, just a good sense, a good feeling of everybody happy to get together and celebrate together the accomplishments of this class of 2022.
Mark Fletcher is our guest from Bloomington South. He's the principal. So now that you're done, you've handed all the diplomas, you just put your feet up and have a great summer, right?
That's right, man. Piece of cake.
So what's next? Summer school, does that get going in your building? What's next on the calendar that everybody's waiting to see?
So we're getting ready right now for summer school, which will start next Monday. We'll have between 500 and 600 kids, as it looks right now, in that program. A lot of credit recovery for some kids who need to do just that. And so we look forward to that opportunity and kind of getting kids back up to speed, you know, and some of the things that may have been lost a little bit in the COVID years. But nothing significant other than just trying to help out in that area during the summer, and that'll be good for our kids. So that's one thing that we've got going on. We just hosted the baseball sectional. Panthers got to the final game. Unfortunately, things didn't turn out well. Lost in the eighth inning.
Extras,
here. So we did have some baseball on Memorial Day weekend.
Good.
It was just local.
And your new lights and turf, I mean, how much did that help? It couldn't have rained anymore in May. I think we got 7.5 inches. And when you have the plastic grass, well, softball as well, right? You guys don't miss a beat.
You know, this was a great example of how important that turf is to us, and can't thank our community and everybody involved any more than we wouldn't have played probably 5 games in the baseball part of things if we were on grass and dirt. So it was really great. It's a nice place. If you haven't come out, well, you've probably been by, but
absolutely, yeah.
Anybody out there that wants to see a nice baseball high school facility, come out to a game. It's kind of a cool environment. All the stands are connected behind the plate, and it's kind of a it's kind of a cool vibe, I think, as far as baseball goes, and people enjoy the opportunity to get together there.
The other point we can't forget, too, your brand new lights. That always helps. Then you're not chasing. Mother Nature's hard enough to chase down, but you can't, when she runs out of daylight, there's nothing you can do in the old days. But now, 8.67 inches of rain in May. That's almost three and a half inches more than we should have. I just brought that number up. So you have the lights, you have the plastic, and you became almost a regional host. If somebody else was having a hard day, you'd say, hey, well, instead of going to your place, just come up here.
Yeah, we tried to help out as much as we could on those types of scenarios. If we were playing away and there had been, you know, rain like we're talking about, then we'll try to help out wherever possible and just feel real blessed to have that kind of opportunity now. And we didn't have lights until this facility.
That's
either.
Right, yeah.
So we played up until, 2019 without any lights. And so to have those is a game changer in regards to having the flexibility to go into the evening. So real fortunate that way.
Very, very cool. And remember, it's for the kids, folks. Nobody cares about home field advantage if you can't play. Go ask that senior class how many games they missed and things they couldn't do. Everybody just wants to play. And when you give them these options, that is a fantastic resource. And that's why that's important for everybody, as Mark Fletcher is telling us. What other big projects do you have on the docket for this summer that we need to be aware of around South High School as we move on to June and July?
Well, we're still in the midst of kind of updating our pool, which is about 50 years old. And so we've had a few leaks and different things that have put that project on hold. But we're making progress and looking forward to opening that up full tilt here soon. And it's really a beautiful kind of rehab project on that particular area of the school, which was much needed. And so that'll be really nice for our kids as well. And we're within a week or two of having that done. So that's a good thing. Our kids, class of 2022, a lot of scholarship money, which under these circumstances we were a little bit unsure about, but they came through like champs. They're right around $6 million worth of scholarship monies. And a lot of special accomplishments with advanced placement courses and credits, college credits earned while here at South, which is always a good thing for no other reason than the pocketbook in regards to kind of saving some college costs with earning those credits here. The school received a lot of different recognition things, both from the state and from national publications. So kids have a lot to be proud of, and it was great to reconnect, like I said, this spring with things that sometimes when you buzz through them one after another, night after night, you wonder, like, what are we doing all this stuff for? Well, that answer was answered for us during this time period, and like I said, it's kind of a reinvigorating feeling to see kids enjoy things. You know, prom, I've been to way too many proms, but not having had that for a couple of years, to see those kids' faces, 650 kids coming into the prom. And
oh, that's awesome.
Their eyes wide open. We have it right here in our atrium and decorate the place. Beth Smith and Kirsten Hall were primarily responsible for that this year. And just a beautiful event. You know, the kids sometimes will come in for an hour and leave or whatever, and they stayed the whole time this year and thanked the sponsors. And we're really just, again, appreciative of having those opportunities that we oftentimes had taken for granted. So really cool thing for this group, and the way they had to adjust, hopefully we'll put them in some advantage, advantageous situations moving forward with, you know, things that happen in real life. They will have been through a little bit more than maybe you and me.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, because that's just, they're not going to know any different either. They just had to get through it and survive it, and something you can't read about in a book or hear in a lecture, and that's important important moving forward. How about your staff, Mark? You having big turnover? I know you have the awards ceremonies at the end of the year for people who are retiring and a night of star, an evening of stars and all of that as well. What's it look like for 2022-2023?
Well, in a teaching staff of about 100, we have five or six retirees that we're navigating through right now and have already filled some of those positions. But, you know, if your place is built on people and that's your strength, then losing those individuals is a big deal, and that certainly was for us. But we've also been able to, kind of interesting in the interview process, just kind of get back to semi-normal in regards to candidates and the quality people, which may or may not have been there in the past couple years to the degree that we're accustomed to here in Bloomington and in our school system. So real fortunate that way to be able to work on that in the next few weeks and get really good people. The better the people, the better the outcomes. And we're blessed to have the people that we have in the MCCSC, I think.
Have you noticed an increase in applicants since this is calming down? Or does it not matter? Because, as you mentioned, everybody would like to be a part of, well, most people would like to be a part of our school district.
Yeah, no, it really did shrink down those candidate lists in the last couple years. We did feel that. Fortunately, we had very few positions during that time period that we had to fill. I feel like we got good people when we had the chance, but the applicant pool was significantly less, and that's the encouraging thing about this summer. It's back up, maybe not quite to 100% of what we are accustomed to, but that could be a part of getting into education just in general terms. So we've got a healthy group of people here to interview. We've already done some of that, and I think we're going to be pretty good in that area.
Mark Fletcher is our guest, the principal at Bloomington South. And Friday is June 3rd, and we're back on August 3rd? That can't be right. That I've lost something in translation. That can't be right, can it?
Crazy, isn't it?
No,
right.
Come on. There has to be a petition or something I can sign. But we are looking forward to the referendum will be coming up in November. That's going to be on the ballot. We know how important that is. We know we had some meetings here recently. That's something that the corporation is going to do as we move through summer, and I know once the school year gets started, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a good plan in place to get our communication out there to people. The knowledge of where we are funding-wise in comparison to other school corporations is not a real positive factor for us. So in this community, the ability to pass that referendum will be super critical to our existence moving forward. I think Dr. Hauswald and his group have done a good job of grasping what this is all about for sure. He's got experience in this area, and he'll know how to get our message out, and we've already worked on that with different parent meetings and teacher meetings, and you know, just the appreciation for the support that we've been fortunate enough to have in the past and certainly need moving forward to maintain the programs that we have in place for our kids who are achieving at a very high level.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of this. This money is not – this is going, what, 90% or something like that to teacher salaries and these added – well, not added, the extra positions that you already have in place. So – these great projects and support group stays. It's not going to be in addition to for the most part. We're trying to just continue this. Do I have that right?
You have it exactly right. And again, those aren't additions that we made at some point in time when the state funding years ago, probably 15, 16, I don't know, two referendums ago, was cut to the point where we had to have local referendums, the state did, in order to continue funding similarly to what we had had in the past. That's where this whole referendum concept came in. And so to support and maintain what we had at that time, the need for these referendums to pass, that's how they came into fruition. And so that's what we've been real successful on in this community, because I think parents and community value education, which we're fortunate, and they value the programs that their kids are involved with, whether it's extracurricular, whether it's the clubs and activities and robotics and science Olympiad and all the different assortment of opportunities the kids have here that I've been talking about, you know, us getting back to here finally for the last 4 or 5 months, then that's what this referendum really comes down to. And that's what I got to trust that people, while it's been a bumpy road for us, some uncontrollable and some not, but like, you know, we've done our best to maintain the support for our kids, and that's, you know, obviously what we want to do moving forward.
Speaking of kids, I hope your gang is all well. You guys can get together for any big summer plans here in your 2 months and 3 days that you have?
I've got a son that's getting married.
Another one? Didn't we just do that?
Yeah, I did. And so we're doing it again.
Congratulations.
Hopefully. Yeah. How about you?
I'm going to enjoy it. We're chasing kids around baseballs and softballs and camps and all that fun stuff, just like everybody else. So it was nice to have this weekend to stop and kind of smell the roses for a minute. Well, saw plenty of flowers and sashes and everything else that's going on. For the 2022-2023 school year, is this going to be really the first normal summer into school year? Does anything change for you, or just the level of excitement in your building because you're not worrying about disinfecting everything and 6 feet signs here and there? Can you just go back to playing school?
Oh man, that's what we're hoping for. You know, who knows what the future holds for any of us in regards to COVID or anything else, but you know, that would be ginormous for all of us, starting with the kids and the parents and you know, all of the issues that we've dealt with on the fly. Again, there's a reason why we come to school physically. I think that's been proven. There's a reason why at this age it's good for me to see you as my teacher face-to-face, for you to hold me accountable, for us to be able to interact and form relationships. That's what education's all built on at this age. And when you take that away, and we all get on our computers in the second grade or even in the 12th grade, like maybe in college and maybe in some small doses in high school, but this is for face-to-face. This is to help me learn how, as a high school student, to interact with my fellow classmates, interact with authority figures, my teachers, I guess, you know, have things go my way, have things not go my way, and figure out how I handle those things. That's all a part of the educational process, right? And we miss some of that. Our kids miss some of that. And so we've had some unique situations that have occurred during the course of this year that we really don't experience with our upper level kids. And then we take a step back and we think, they never had a chance, man. They've never experienced these things that we would think right now they would be ready to handle maybe a little bit differently. They've been great, don't get me wrong, but certainly when there are mistakes, a lot of times those are first-time mistakes that I really don't know any better about because I haven't been exposed like people in the past have, right?
So exactly.
Our kids' maturity level are probably far better than yours and mine in regards to handling those things, and fortunately, they've been able to do a good job.
And again, let's leave that with them, and we'll figure out we'll try to get the rest of them a normalized and way to go. But I just can't imagine, and that's how tough this class was. You know, 2 years of just goofiness and having to get through it. And you know what? You guys deserve a ton of credit. Your staff deserves a ton of credit, and the parents helping out too to get and pull everybody pulling in the same direction. That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And it was invigorating for me also. Was like our teachers were really trying to adapt on the fly to changing to this online, you know, live presentation of their classrooms, right? And knowing that they were working harder, but maybe initially the student results weren't what they held themselves accountable for, the teachers. You know, it was like, wow, they're frustrated, and they wouldn't be if they didn't care. And the parents wouldn't be if they didn't care, and the kids wouldn't be if they didn't care. So, like, I'm kind of glad we have a level of concern as we were getting going, you know, 2 years ago, because that was just a reflection of the fact that people really do believe when push comes to shove that this stuff is important.
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot easier to quit, throw your hands up and say, this is a terrible deal, I'm just going to stay in bed all day. Or you get up, tie your shoes tighter and fight. And that's what everybody did. And that shouldn't be left off when we talk about this in weeks, months, or years either, because it wasn't easy. So we hope it gets easier. We know it shouldn't be easy in general. But again, it'd be just nice to worry about subject matter and making sure everybody's on time. Are you doing a different for the high school next year? Are you on a different time frame, or is that the little kids doing it?
Everybody has their adjustments for next year time-wise.
Gotcha.
We're going to start 15 minutes earlier.
Does that help teenagers? I hear about all these studies saying that they need to go later and the little kids can get up earlier. Do you have an opinion on that, or is it just we're trying to fit everybody in the best we can?
We really are, and there's been a lot of great work done through Dr. Housewall and others about the realization that our bus driving situation was something that we had a plan for probably double the bus drivers that we actually had that were coming to work, you know. So we had a route system for like 80 or 85 people, and we had about 40 or 45 showing up to work, right, that wanted to be bus drivers in this era and this time and they're in these circumstances. And so we had to adjust. Otherwise, we would be having the same chaos that we had this year relative to kids getting to school on time, which didn't happen for some, and getting home reasonably well. So we had to increase our bus routes from 2 to 4 to help that
math work out. To, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a math problem.
Equate to the, it's a simple math problem, really. So we have shorter, quicker routes. We have more of them. And the school start and end times are adjusted. Ours at the high school level is a little bit earlier, like I said. I don't know if you're my employer, whether you care whether I work best at 10 a.m. or at 8 a.m. You care if I can show up when you need me. So we can, that, there's kind of that old school philosophy a little bit with things. And with all the part-time job, this is something important. With all the part-time jobs and all the extracurricular activities,
absolutely,
and with all the homework expectations, if you're the one getting home at 4 or 5 or whatever, if before even your extracurricular start, then that's a pretty challenging time frame where you're going to have to make sacrifices, whether they're family-wise or work-wise or extracurricular-wise. And I don't think when push comes to shove, we want that for our kids. So starting a little bit earlier, I think, is the best answer. I don't know if it's the perfect answer, but I think it's something that we'll be able to handle.
Some of my other friends are in a school district outside of Indianapolis, and they start late, which means they practice in the morning as well before they get to school. And that's yeah, interesting as well. So remember,
it is,
there's only 24 hours in the day, and we can't make any more than that. But what our favorite number is 180. We'll get those all in. We've got them all done. No more snow days, which seems to be encouraging as well. So hopefully everybody takes a deep breath with the calendar and takes a deep breath this summer. Congratulations on your son getting married. I hope you have time to put your feet up and enjoy and reflect on what a great year 2021-2022 was.
I appreciate it. Likewise, Mike. Thanks for everything. Enjoy your afternoon show now, man. Great job.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Hope to see you soon, pal.
All righty. Take care now.